It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another installment of DocSmo.com. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, and I want to thank you for joining me today and for making this blog such a success. You and your children are the reason I put so much effort into this blog, and let me tell you, it has been a very rewarding experience for me. I would never have guessed that I would get so much enjoyment out of making these podcasts. And this blog is beginning to catch on fire. People are beginning to notice. In October this year, 2014, 135,000 pages were opened on my website in just that month. So here we go with another edition. Your free pediatric education continues. Now, a day doesn't go by when I don't see a child who's taking gummy vitamins. In my practice, everybody does. It's just the norm. Why? I don't know, but it just is. These things are incredibly popular, and why not? They taste great, so the kids love them, and the moms feel like they're doing something that's helping their children's health. And there is the rub, which we're going to talk about a little more today. Let's break down a little bit and see if we are really doing something good with the gummy vitamins, or there's another side to this story. Let me start by saying that there probably are some children who absolutely need vitamin supplementation. Children with chronic illnesses, children with part of their intestines missing, children with chronic kidney and liver diseases, children with cystic fibrosis, and situations where a child has extra need for vitamins. These are all situations where they're vital. But fortunately, there are very few children like that in the world. Most children who have reasonably varied diets do not need vitamins. Whoa, I know that's a controversial statement, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail over that statement, and I know it's different than what you hear on advertising and in the media, but my reading tells me this. I believe that. So here's something to remember. DocSmo pearl for you to hang your hat on. Just because the therapy makes sense doesn't mean that it works or is necessary. Let me repeat that. Just because a therapy makes sense doesn't mean that it works or is necessary. Some of my longtime listeners already know this because they will remember in previous episodes when we discussed the Woman's Health Study that has looked at this issue of vitamins and health over decades with a large cohort of women and found that women who take supplemental vitamins had no better health than women who didn't. But they did find that women who ate a lot of fruits and vegetables overall were healthier. Yes, this was not children being studied, and yes, this is an association, not necessarily a causative relationship, but I believe it's important. Now we have the China study that tells us the exact same thing. Fruits and vegetables are where it is at, ladies and gentlemen. So with that as background, I have a lot of issues with gummy vitamins for children. First of all, I don't think that the vitamins in these chews are necessary for most children. They need fruits and vegetables instead, where there are lots of balanced nutrients together along with vitamins in these foods. Most experts feel that food is our best source of vitamins. Additionally, there is some sort of sugar in most gummy vitamins. Not much, I admit, only about 3 to 4 grams, which is about the same amount as a teaspoon, but sticky sugar nonetheless that can stick into the crevices of your children's teeth and wreak havoc. I mean havoc. And here's my biggest beef with them. In a very short amount of time, the enamel on your child's teeth can be gone, absent, missing in action. I don't think you want your children having expensive, painful dental work throughout their childhood just to potentially get some marginal benefit that they might get from taking supplemental vitamins. And finally, my last beef with these gummy vitamins are that they contain artificial flavors and colors, which I really don't think can be good for a child. Listen to this one. The other day, I was talking to a mom about gummies, and she told me that her child was absolutely convinced that in order to play sports, he needed these newly marketed sports gummies that he was convinced would give him the edge. Sure, 24 grams of sticky corn syrup sugar, artificial color and flavoring, with some B vitamins, yeah, that will do the trick for him. But I'm not sure what trick that might be. So here's my advice to you the next time you're tempted to reach for those colorful gummy vitamins that your children want so badly in the grocery store. Stop and direct yourself over to the fruit and vegetable aisle and buy some good food instead. You're right. Your child does need those vitamins, but you are just in the wrong aisle to buy them. Little mistake, easily fixed. I think your child's health will improve far more from fruits and vegetables than any vitamin supplement you can find. And their dentist and teeth will thank you. Well, as always, thank you very much for joining me. I hope you got a little bit of wisdom and information out of that talk. Let's have a conversation about it. You can go to my blog, www.docsmo.com, and leave a comment. I would love to hear what you think. You can also subscribe on iTunes or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Again, thanks for joining me. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, recording in Studio 1E. You know, that's my first child's bedroom on the east side of my house, hoping you go ahead and recruit the awesome power of vegetables and fruit. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.